This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. If you're like me, you probably have a bucket list, different things you want to do, different places you want to go. But part of that bucket list is looking at it and thinking, can I really do this? And then looking at the challenges in your life and is this truly something possible for me? And this is a negative thought pattern that we are going to take down in this episode so you fill your bucket up before you kick the bucket. So in case you guys don't know me, I host the Breakthrough Success Podcast. I'm Mark Gabberti, and I help people who want to get more visibility and sales for their businesses. Now, our guest who joins us today is a life coach who helps other people overcome their fear and inner resistance. And after spending 20 years in accounting, she embarked on a new career as an author, speaker, and life coach. Following her near-fatal experience, as told in her book, Like a Moth to a Flame, a Fatal Attraction, she overcame the trauma and developed the mantra of fill your bucket before you kick the bucket. So our guest who joins us is none other than Lana Wolf. Lana, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Lana, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success, and I do feel like there are so many people who have this bucket list or different things they want to do within their lifetimes, but they feel like it's too big of a challenge combined with everything else that's going on in their lives. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we make the bucket look and the list make more doable?
Well, what I teach is not just the big bucket list, but sometimes it's the little bucket list, the daily things and the weekly things, like buying myself a dozen flowers or taking a walk in the park. And it's the experience, not the ultimate destination. So doing your bucket list is that big dream, but it's also planning and experiencing, because a lot of times you get to your dream destination and it's anticlimactic. So we have to, you know, plan and prepare and do other things besides just say, oh, I want to, like, say, go to Australia or do something.
Yeah. And it's interesting how you have the different types of bucket lists, because so many people, they just think about the big one. They think about, let me travel to all these places, let me hit this goal, I've been going after my entire life. But it's the smaller ones, like going out for that walk or just being able to reach out to one new person, impact them, that really set you up for that momentum. Because if you focus on the big goals and you don't accomplish them yet just because of the size, and you don't have those small momentum gainers, you could really feel stuck and like you're not really moving anywhere. So it is important to set those types of goals. And people's lives, for some people, they have a lot of trauma. I know, Lana, you had this in your life. So I'm wondering if you share with us how you overcame that, because that's something that it not just hurts a bucket list, but it's also something that could really hurt you as an individual.
I mean, again, I had PTSD and I was medicated during the day to get through the days and at night to get through the nights. And I think my biggest thing that helped me was having a goal. My goal at the time was climbing 14-14ers in 2014, which are mountains, they were in Colorado, that were over 14,000 foot in elevation. And I went out every weekend and just hiked mostly by myself. And I figured if I could do that challenge, I could do anything. And, you know, my bucket lists are a lot of outdoor type things, but again, it's the little things that build up to it. I had to get in shape. I tried the first mountain and I failed miserably because I was out of shape and from coming from sea level. And a lot of people, you know, they say, oh, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money, I'm too old, I'm not in shape, or I don't deserve it. But that's what I do, is help people overcome all those limiting beliefs. Because if it's something that you want to do, you set that bucket list and you take daily steps, or again, sometimes it's just dreaming about it that helps you move towards that goal.
Yeah. I mean, just taking those daily actions. I mean, I'll do one for me, because my big goal is to run in all these marathon majors. So it took me 8 years of running to get to the point where I finally qualified for New York City's marathon for 2021. And when you do set a goal that big, it kind of forces you to like, let me run every day. In Lana's case, let me get ready to be able to go up all these super high mountains. But setting those big goals does make you think, okay, let's break this down a little bit more. And Lana mentioned something very important, limiting beliefs, because so many people have them. Some people say, I'm too this, I'm not enough of that. How can we break through the limiting belief sham and embrace what we can do?
One of my things is like opposite game. If you think, oh, I'm too old, then you just like step back and think, no, I'm just the right age. And if I'm not in shape, it's like, yes, but I can take steps to get in shape. It's just, you know, it's hard to say, well, just do it. Like Mikey's little mantra, but it is just the little things. And it's taking, you know, taking a step back and saying, well, if I can't do this now, what can I do that will get me to that point? And it's self-love. It all starts with self-love. I mean, those limiting beliefs are your resistance from somewhere that you don't think you deserve it for some reason. But at the, you know, my ultimate thing is if you have enough self-love, then all those limiting beliefs, you know, will eventually just slide away.
Self-love is definitely something that we hit on Breakthrough Success. And obviously we hit on some topics more than others. Self-love though, is just one of those really big ones, because when you have self-love, like that's when the goals start to look possible. That's when you accomplish the goals. So how do we build up that self-love? Because there are some people who they are just at the pit of despair. They really don't like the way the world and stuff is looking. So how do we have that sense of self-love?
You know, the way I coach is setting the goals and going back. Sometimes it's going back into your childhood and thinking, well, what did make me happy? What are things that I can do that make me happy now? And, you know, you talked about some of the other things, but planning for yourself is not selfish. It's so showing self-love, and all these things about planning your bucket list is ultimately, it's going to make your life longer. You're going to be less stressed. You're going to have better health, more energy, and it actually increases your productivity at work. All these people that are stuck in the, I can't do it, I don't have enough time because I'm working or whatever, they've got to just take a step back and say, you know, if I do this for myself and plan something for myself instead of planning just for the business or just for like whatever, like you're planning for running all these marathons, it's taking a step back and saying, you know, I deserve it.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode. Yeah, and that's a really great insight. I deserve it. I mean, that right there really allows you to hone in on your abilities and allows you to hone in on who you've become as a person, because you'll appreciate this because, you know, the vault, the goals of coming up mountains. But when people climb up a mountain, and this, think of this as the metaphor, a lot of people look up at what they still have to do instead of how much they've already climbed. And when you look at how much you've already climbed, that's where you can in part get to that I deserve this type of feeling because of all the work you have been putting into this point.
Oh yeah. I mean, the view is great even from halfway up. And there was, like I said, the first couple of mountains, it was like 10 more steps. Okay. 10 more steps. Okay. 10 more steps. And eventually I was at the top. So it's just the baby steps of getting there.
And that really taps into something. Can I just, it's one of my favorite mentalities where it's like, can I just do 10 more steps? You do 10 more steps. Can I just, and you keep saying that until you get to the top of your mountain. And that's what life is. Life is just a bunch of mountains. We got to get to the top of them. We get to the top. We realize there's another mountain right in front of us. And We just got to keep powering through all the challenges. And there is a little bit of resistance to that. So for people who maybe they have the self-love down, maybe they have the right type of mindset, but there's still that resistance. How do we beat that resistance on our way to the goals we seek the most?
You know, if you've got the self-love at that point, I say, just do, what step can you take today? What step are you going to take towards that goal today? And, you know, some of these people, their bucket list is that dream vacation to Paris or to Europe or to Australia, whatever. And it's like, what can I save today to make that happen? Or again, it's the little things I think daily that add up to the ultimate, you know, living your life with less regret. That's the ultimate goal. You know, I see my mother in the nursing home with all the things on her bucket list that she can't do now. And it's, you know, that's what I want to help people live life with less regret.
And I mean, that's just a really deep spot. And how do you just find the time to balance the work you're doing, being there for your mom? Because I feel like that's something that maybe other listeners are going through as well.
Yeah. So taking time for yourself now, because tomorrow may never come. I mean, I almost died that night. And, you know, now with the coronavirus and all the other fears, it's like, what can you do now to make your life better now?
Yeah. I mean, that's, you could view it as the panic, as everything that it's being hyped up to be. And it is like, I'm not pushing this aside or anything like that, but you can also view it as what you can control, your response to it,
right?
Your ability to say, this situation's really bad, but let me view this in a positive light. Let me view this as I can emerge from this stronger than I was than before this time happened. So I think that's just a powerful thought for anyone, regardless of what challenge they're going through, because challenges just keep adding up, and the way we respond to each of them determines how we do on each future challenge and how we do on growth and all the metrics we're going after. And I think if you guys enjoyed this episode, you should definitely check out Lana and her work. So for people who want to do that, where do we go?
I've got my website is lanawolfe.com. That's LanaWolfe.com. And my Facebook page is Lana Wolfe, and it's author, speaker, life coach.
Lana, we will have those links down in the show notes. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Breakthrough Success. And thank you, Lana, for joining us all today.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.